Army officials say the rules won't be designed to make it harder for industry to build products for the service. In fact, the opposite. Leaders want to be able to buy more commercial IT products and buy them more quickly. But to do it, they say they need a network that's based on existing open standards. The Army's in the process of choosing which standards they'll adopt, and they plan to publish them next year. Major General Jennifer Napper is the commander of the Army's Network Enterprise Technology Command. She's in charge of building and operating the services networks.
What we're working on this year is collapsing down all those stovepipes of excellence, all the domains, you know, taking those things that are barriers to communications and collaboration off the network, simplifying it, but making it still defendable with other capability.
And having a reliable, standardized network isn't just a matter of having more effective workflow, says Brigadier General Charles Flynn. He's currently the acting commander of the Army's Combined Arms Center. In 2006, he was the commander of a brigade combat team that had just deployed to Iraq.
And it was a good 6 months before I knew what I was doing, somewhat, with the network that I had. And I'm convinced, I hate to say this, that there were soldiers in my formation that were severely wounded or killed because of the things that I did not know about the network. When something goes wrong with that network, it's frightening. Because at the other end of it is a young guy whose life is on the line.
To help solve that problem, the Army says it's building a construct that will have soldiers training on and using the same network and equipment at the home posts, camps, and stations that they do at war. Most of the trial and error work that's informing that process is happening at Fort Bliss, Texas, the site of a huge exercise the Army calls the Network Integration Evaluation. A 3,000-soldier brigade combat team is dedicated to the twice-a-year event, deploying across a range the size of Connecticut to simulate real-world battle conditions and a real-world Army network. Colonel John Morrison, the director of the Army's Land War Net Battle Command, says it also helps them fix real-world network problems.
If we wanted to fix a problem with the theater network, the only place we could fix it was downrange. We have now replicated that theater network at Fort Bliss so that theater, who's engaged in a fight, can throw a problem over the fence and we can assist with it. But more importantly, everything that goes to theater from here on out will go through Fort Bliss. So we make sure that we integrate it the right way, both technically and operationally, before we push it downrange. Absolutely key. We are fundamentally changing the way that we're going to evaluate, test, and deliver network capability. It is that simple.
The network integration evaluation is also helping the Army develop the integrated network baseline. The guide will be the cornerstone for what Army IT leaders say will be a single, open standards-based network that gives industry predictability when it comes to designing products it wants to sell the service. And Lieutenant General Susan Lawrence, the Army's chief information officer, says it will let the Army start catching up with the technology cycle.
What we cannot afford to do is continue to turn the network upside down to bring in the latest technology. So what this integrated network baseline is going to do is set the technical standards, inform industry as they do their R&D and the other services, that if you need to communicate on this network, here are the technical standards in which you'll have to meet. What we're trying to do is on the back end of the computing environment, whether you're a logistician or your fires or your medical, is that we shouldn't be dictating what it is you need in your computing environment. We just say, here are the technical standards of which you can exchange your information.
The network baseline will be the rule book for what technology is and isn't allowed on the Army network. And vendors who want to bring new products for the Army to evaluate at the NIE will have to make sure those products follow the open standards the service will adopt. The NIE works like this. The Army decides what gaps it has in technology capabilities and which ones it needs to fill the most urgently. Then it issues a request for information to industry asking what solutions they have. The Army got 100 white papers back from their latest RFI. It then picks some of the proposals to test, but vendors have to provide the products. If they pass muster at the NIE's real-world evaluation, the Army can choose to do further, more formal testing or put them through a rapid acquisition process. The most important part of the process, according to Lieutenant General William Phillips, the director of the Army Acquisition Corps, is that equipment gets into the hands of soldiers before it's sent to the field. He says that's a radically new idea for the Army.
The value you get back from that is what I would call priceless. When you put things in the hands of soldiers, nothing bad is going to happen. Even if they say, I got it, I used it, I don't like it. So why would I waste a dollar of taxpayer money on a program that soldiers aren't going to use. We might seek to terminate a program if it has no value for soldiers, and we should not connect that to the network.
At the current network integration event, just getting started, there are 47 systems being evaluated, two more under test, being managed by almost 50 different program managers and program executive officers from across the Army. Morrison says another value of the NIE construct is that it forces people who have traditionally been in different corners and at different phases of the Army acquisition process to come together, literally, in one place, at Fort Bliss.
And they've got no choice but to start working together. And in the middle of that, you know, it's almost like a little triangle. On one side, I got the requirements guys, and on the other side, I got the acquisition guys, I got the testers here. Maybe it's more like a diamond, I've got the programmers. But now in the center of that is an operational formation with operational commanders, soldiers in it, that are informing all four of those folks on what right looks like. And that's the real power of what we're doing. I do think that the NIE is a great forcing function to tee up these very, very tough discussions for the department. And you couple that with what our fiscal environment's about to be, and it just makes it even that much more attractive of making sure that we buy things smartly.
The Army thinks the end result will be that new technology gets into the hands of soldiers early and often in acquisition cycles as short as 6 months. Phillips says that might mean settling for solutions that only meet 80% of what the Army thinks its requirements are at a given time, and then making incremental improvements. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.